Walker has signed a measure that limits any local ordinance concerning leave for family, medical, or health issues. The law comes just a few weeks after a state appellate court upheld the 2008 Milwaukee referendum, which would have required at least 5 days of paid sick leave for private sector workers in the city. Walker signed the bill surrounded by business leaders at the Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He was asked if the new law throws cold water on the democratic process of citizen referendums.
No, I think in the end, what we need to have, ultimately, the vast majority of people in the city and across the state, I believe, want to make sure we continue to have jobs. That's why Mayor Barrett and several individuals on both sides of the political aisle pointed out that it's not that they're against having strong benefits for workers. It's that you cannot have a patchwork. Otherwise, you're ultimately going to see jobs and employers and people flee the city of Milwaukee.
The governor says Wisconsin already has a Family and Medical Leave Act that's more generous than federal law. The Milwaukee-based working women's group 9to5 says some conservatives want to weaken the state law. And spokesperson Dana Schultz says the governor is wrong about the medical leave law being adequate.
There's zero standards on the state books for paid sick days. So businesses with 50 employees or less are not covered by family medical leave. You have to work there for quite a long time to even get that benefit.
Schultz says her group is trying to meet with Milwaukee employers and get more of them to voluntarily add paid sick leave. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.